The Czech government has announced a tender for software worth 1.5 billion crowns. According to reports, the software giant Microsoft will ultimately be awarded the tender, with the government purchasing around 200,000 licenses at a discount price. The move follows on from a deal struck by the Interior Minister Ivan Langer and Microsoft executives over the summer, which will enable the Czech state to save around 700 million crowns. The government tender was quietly announced on September the 16th and gives companies only 10 days to make a bid. The reason for the haste is said to be the impending expiration of current operating licenses, which would mean that from October 1st, the Czech state would be running on illegal software. Some have criticised the process, saying that it favours larger Microsoft distributors.
Safety inspectors are beginning to check Asian restaurants around the country, making sure that they're not using Chinese milk. The move comes in the wake of a scandal in China in which milk products were found to be contaminated with the industrial chemical melamine. Milk imports have been banned in the EU since 2002, while stricter bans were also announced this week by the EU, extending to all children's food. Despite this, there have been fears that improperly marked foods could enter the Czech Republic from third-party states.
A fraud case brought against the state-owned energy company Cepro by the Czech High State Attorney's Office has been halted after a recommendation by the Czech police. The 4 billion crown fraud case was brought about after suspicion that the company's head deliberately engineered a 4 billion crown fine for non-deliveries of fuel in order to damage the company and also for financial gain. The complex case involves many of the country's most notorious actors, including the murdered mobster František Mrázek and also the fugitive businessman Radovan Krejčír. The latter of these two, along with the former Cepro boss Tomáš Kadlec, were named as formal suspects in the case, but the Czech police have now cited a lack of evidence as a reason to halt the investigation.
New figures from the Czech Trade and Industry Ministry suggest that sales of Czech-made musical instruments have fallen sharply. Between 2000 and 2006, sales fell by 1 billion crowns from a peak of 2.8 billion. Czech instrument makers include the company Petrov, which makes pianos primarily for export to France, Germany and the rest of the European Union. The company also has a sales arm in the US. The company has reported an annual fall in sales of around 50 million crowns. Nonetheless, as the largest piano maker in Europe, Petrov has managed to stay in the black with 24.4 million crowns in profits last year. The chief culprit for the slump is said to be the strong crown, with cheap competition from Asia also responsible.